Welcome, everybody. This is Mary Craig Ministries and Craig House Christian Fellowship. And I'm going to turn this over now, this message today on the working power of God will be delivered by Stephen Craig.
Holy Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, whose we are and whom we serve. We thank you for the body and blood sacrifice of Christ on our behalf. We thank you for his life of radical obedience, perfect, personal, perpetual obedience, even to death on the cross. We thank you that he fulfilled all righteousness, even to dying to pay the penalty for sin, redeeming those for whom he died by his blood, the sacrifice of himself. We thank you he brought the reconciliation that overcomes alienation from you, that by this reconciliation we can know you as Father. We thank you that Jesus bore your wrath, bore the curse, bore the sin, and bore the glory. Jesus destroyed the works of darkness, defeating Satan and his kingdom publicly. We thank you, Lord God, for those in Christ were chosen before the foundation of the world, and we are accepted in the Beloved. We thank you that Jesus died, that he was buried, that he rose again from the dead, out from among the dead, and ascended into heaven to sit at the right hand of the Almighty. Jesus Christ is King of Kings, Lord of Lords, God the Son, Son of God, ruler over the kings of this earth, and coming again in power and great glory. We thank you for the sending of the Holy Spirit. And we ask that the Holy Spirit come as the Spirit of truth, guiding us into the truth, that he comes as the Spirit of wisdom and revelation, revealing Jesus Christ to us and granting us wisdom for the days in which we live. We ask that the Holy Spirit open our eyes to comprehend, understand, and perceive what you have for us today. Open the eyes of our minds and open the eyes of our hearts to receive. Honor our desire to glorify you. We come before you in humility on bended knee with our heads bowed. We pray that we be renewed in the spirit of our minds and put on the new man, which was created according to you, God, in true righteousness and holiness, that you would sanctify us, that you would sanctify us by your word and by your Holy Spirit, that we may open our mouths boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel of Jesus Christ with love, compassion, and grace, that we might love with faith from God the Father, with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. It is in the name of Jesus Christ that we pray. Amen. This is the series, The Gift of the Holy Spirit, and the message, The Working Power of the Holy Spirit. And it's delivered by Stephen Craig, that's me, for Mary Craig, D-Man, Mary Craig Ministries, Inc., Craig House Christian Fellowship. And today is March 19th, 2023. So this is the gift of the Holy Spirit, the working power of the Holy Spirit. We turn now to two closely related words for power related to the working power of the Holy Spirit. One is energia. Pronunciation there, wow. And the other is ergos. Good. Okay, I'm looking at my mother just to be sure. I might mispronounce those, but it's energia and ergos. Okay. Many may be familiar with the word in English, ergonomics. And I think I pronounced that one correctly. Ergonomics is the study of the relationship between people and their working environment. especially the equipment they use. We think of it mostly as connected to the workplace environment and how to make items like a desk chair more comfortable in order to increase efficiency of work output, by providing a performance benefit. Now let's look at the New Testament Greek word energia, and the reference is Strong's number 1753, that is 1753, pronounced en-erg with the F emphasis, and that's erg, even though it's erg, it's erg, dash I space A-H, energia. It means a divine energizing force that works effectually and powerfully. So it means a divine energizing force that works effectually and powerfully. It means working efficiently and is used only of superhuman power in the New Testament, whether that power is of God or of the devil. Morphologically, it is having the characteristic or quality of work slash energy within. King James word usage, there's a total of 8. There are four usages where it is working, 2 usages where it is effectual working, 1 usage where it is operation, and 1 usage where it is strong. The word is used 8 times. These are the 8 times. Ephesians 1:19, quote, "Who believe according to the working of his mighty power." Ephesians 3:7, "Unto me by the effectual working of his power." Ephesians 4:16, "Joint supplieth according to the effectual working in the measure of every." These are just snippet quotes here. Philippians 3:21, quote, "Body according to the working whereby he is able even," okay, and I cut these off because it's just the short quotes. Okay, and now we have 4 more. Colossians 1:29, quote, "Labor, striving according to his working which worketh in me." Colossians 2:12, "Him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him," 2 Thessalonians 2:9, quote, "Coming is after the working of Satan with all power." 2 Thessalonians 2:11, quote, "For this cause God shall send them strong delusion," and that's the underlined 2 words, strong delusion, and that, remember, the strong, the one usage, "that they should believe." Okay, so those are the, that they should believe, yeah, my mother adds, it wasn't written on these notes, we believe it should believe a lie, the lie there. Okay, ergon. Okay, so now we're going to go to ergon. And we have a definition here, to function, to work, with possible focus on the energy or effort involved. Okay? Act, deed, the result of someone's activity or work. Workmanship, result of what has been on, as in 1 Corinthians 9:1. Okay. Then we have some references. John 10:32, 1 Corinthians 12:6, Mark 13:34, Forms of this word mean to engage in an activity involving considerable expenditure of effort. To work, to labor, to do business. Okay, so that's ergon, E-R-G-O-N, ergon. Paul prays in Ephesians 1 concerning the Ephesians. He wants them to know, quote, what is the exceeding greatness of his, capital H, his, power, to usward, who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, capital H, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Ephesians 1, 19 and 20. We have transcending greatness. We have four Greek words for, quote, power, quote, here, in addition to that. Each has a different shade of meaning, but all have the force of strength, power, might, and dominion. We have dunamis, energia, iskus, and kratos. First is dunamis, the exceeding or transcending greatness of his power or ability, dunamis, to usward who believe, or to the ones believing, according to the working or operation, energion, of his mighty iskus, power, kratos, which he wrought or operates, energio, in Christ, the anointed, when he raised him from the dead, or according to the operation of the holding or might, kratos, of the strength, iskos, I-S-C-H-U-O-S is what I'm trying to read here, of the strength, iskos, of him. Okay. And then it says here, and then go on, dot, dot, dot. Rousing him out of dead ones and seats him in right of him. And that's R-I-G-H-T, in right of him or at his right, R-I-G-H-T, among the celestial ones, up over every archase, A-R-C-H-E-S, and then I have an explanation here, sovereignty or origin, and exousias, E-X-O-U-S-I-A-S, explanation is authority, and dunameos, that is power, ability, and masterdom slash lordship, and every name being named, not only in this eon or age, but also in the one impending, and subjects all, that is things, or relates with things, under his feet, under the feet of him, gives him head over all, that is things, all things, to the ecclesia, the outcalled or called out ones, which any is the body of him or his body, the fullness of him that fills all in all. And then an explanation, or the complement of the all in all being filled or completing. So we have dunamis occurring after exceeding greatness. Quote, huperballo, quote, H-U-P-E-R-B-A-L-L-O. is where we get our word hyperbole from. It means to throw something beyond the goal, way beyond the goal. We have, quote, greatness, quote. Here it is megatheos, M-E-G-E-T-H-O-S, meaning huge or vast in dimension, so transcending greatness. And it says dot, 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 huge, vast in dimension. Okay? Dunamis is about inherent power, ability. Okay? Inherent. That's dunamis. 1 Corinthians 1:24 speaks of Christ, the power of God, the dunamis of God. Jesus has all power. The Father and the Holy Spirit have all power. Any power we have is given to us. It is infused into us. In Revelation 1:16, this power is compared to that of the Son, S-U-N. Okay, and that's a lot of power. Dunamis is there in 2 Peter 1, verses 3 and 4. God's dunamis power. Paul preached by the dunamis of the Spirit of God. Romans 15, verse 19 is the reference there. Now let's get to energia, and I have it here, E-N-E-R-G with the emphasis, dash E-I space A, and energio, and I have here E-N-E-R-G with the emphasis, dash E-O, and those two letters right next to each other, E-O, and that would be the noun and the verb. These words refer to the working power of God, a supernatural power. The Greek word for, quote, work, quote, is ergon, or maybe ergon. energia speaks of activity, zealous labor, as opposed to idleness or inactivity. God is the first worker. The reference is Genesis 2, 2 and 3. We have ergon, that is work, here three times. God is not idle or inactive. His working power spills over into our lives. Titus 2, 14, quote, works, quote, here is ergon. Okay, so the works mentioned in Titus 2:14. Any energy we have is largely derived from the Word of God, Word, W-O-R-D, of God, Hebrews 4:12. The Word of God energizes. And I have here the Word of God energes, E-N-E-R-G-E-S, and then the explanation energizes, that word is written. Okay? It is powerful. This is why I say we are as spiritually strong. This is my mother talking. I'm just reading here. This is why I say we are as spiritually strong as how much Word of God is in us. We are called to be strong in the Lord, and that's all caps, L-O-R-D, and in the power of His might. This energia somehow attracts faith and love. The reference is Galatians 5, 6. We are given grace to obey through faith, which works by love. Okay? In Ephesians 1, there is also iskous, or strength. We've talked about that one, too, or as well. It comes from a root verb, and it's spelled ECHO. Maybe echo? 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 Meaning, quote, to hold on, quote. God holds on to us. God is strong and strengthens us. We are to be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy 2, verse 2 is the reference. To the ancients, quote, iskus, quote, inferred martial power, military power, being combat ready. The reference is 1 John 2:14. The young men have iskus. They are strong. Why? The word of God abides in them, and they have overcome the wicked one. In Luke 11, 21 and 22, do you have the word of God in you? In Luke, that wasn't written down there, by the way. In Luke 11, 21 and 22, Jesus presented the, quote, strong man, quote, as the devil, but the, quote, stronger man, quote, is the Lord Jesus Christ. God's iskus power is glorious. 2 Thessalonians 1, 9. Of course, we talked about iskus denoting physical strength as well. Okay. Ephesians 1 speaks of, quote, kratos, quote, power. But we will deal with that in another message. Divine energia cuts through the darkness like a laser beam of light. The energizing power of the Holy Spirit comes in to convict us, to make the Word alive in our hearts, so we can be energized and break free from bondage to sin. Okay? So I'm going to add this on my own. That's a lot of good work there. Okay? Energia. Good work of the Lord. The Holy Spirit, okay, now I'm going to go back to the writing here. The Holy Spirit energizes repentance. Okay? The Holy Spirit energizes repentance. He gives us divine strength to witness. God's working works in us. Colossians 1, 29. Philippians 2, 13 uses two Greek words to speak of the energizing power of God which works in us both to will and to do of His good pleasure. God's energy invigorates. It keeps us alive and active. It rejoices in the conquering mood of the Holy Spirit. It rejoices in the conquering mood, M-O-O-D, of the Holy Spirit. It causes us to live effectively. Acts 2, 4. In Exodus 33, 20 to 23, Moses said, quote, please show me your glory. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before you and will proclaim before you my name, the Lord. And I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. But he said, you cannot see my face, for man shall not see me and live. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me where you shall stand on the rock. And while my glory passes by, I will put you in a cleft of the rock, and I will cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will take away my hand, and you shall see my back, but my face shall not be seen. That's the ESV version. We might think of energia as God giving of himself in such a way in order to do his work. We are fallen beings, saved by God's grace, through the power of the Holy Spirit. For us, God reveals himself in such a way that his presence does not destroy us. According to passages like 1 Corinthians 12:6, Ephesians 4:16, and Philippians 2:13, God's energia resides in every true believer. Many of us have seen God energize us to do his work and his will as he inhabits us. We are actually doing and living, but God is doing and living in and through us. We need to stay aware of this when around other people. Some Christians say we experience God within us in his energia, but will one day experience him in pure essence or being in eternity. Something to think about. And that is, what would happen to us if God manifested in his pure essence? God is very gracious and merciful to come to us in a way that is life-giving and not lethal, for he is, after all, a consuming fire. 2 Thessalonians 2:8 to 11. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion, that they should believe the lie, that they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. That's the New King James Version. Jesus will come and consume and destroy the one whose coming is after the working energia of Satan. The word translated, quote, brightness, quote, is, quote, epiphaneia, quote, and that's pronounced E-E space P-I-F-F space A space N-A-Y space A, epiphaneia, from which we get the word, quote, epiphany, quote. Implied is that Jesus shows up, shines forth, shoots down the enemy, and strengthens our faith. The word translated, quote, strong delusion, quote, is actually, quote, energia, quote. Who sends out this energia? God. God sends out this strong delusion that they, those who did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved, but should believe the lie. Stand fast. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth, to which he called you by our gospel, for the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you were taught, whether by word or our epistle. Now may the Lord Jesus Christ himself, and our God and Father, who has loved us and given us everlasting consolation and good hope by grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word. That is every good word and work. And that was the New King James Version. Amen.
Thank you. And now, if you please stand for the benediction.
Hebrews 13:20-21, New King James Version. Now may the God of the peace who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.